My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Vibes are high today, guys. Hour number two. Here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. You know, I'm hearing in the chatty house that Zion Williamson's out on Friday.
Is he really?
Yeah, rumors. Rumors swirling.
I don't believe you, Kyle.
Oh, man. Kings 118, Warriors 94. At what point did you think last night's game was over?
5 minutes into the third?
Yeah, that's kind of how. So I have a couple of different points that I thought it was done. And it was tough because there's the part of me that watches not as many Warriors games as I used to, but watches Warriors games when I can. Mm-hmm. That just kind of knows and knows this team, and knows like, is not it. Is not the one. Is not, they don't got it tonight. Mm-hmm. But then there's the part of me that watches every Kings game and goes, hey, I know not to pack it in with this team.
Yeah, whether it's the Warriors or it's the Kings, like for me, the Kings have shown you time and time again who they are, mm-hmm. that they are more than willing to blow a 20-point lead. Mm-hmm. And so when they started to blow that 20-point lead in the second quarter, and it got to, 54-50 at half?
Yes.
And then you come out in the third, and it was yuck. Like both ways. It was like, uh-oh, yep. What is happening? Yep. And then boom, 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 Kings start to hit some shots. And normally when the Warriors can crush you in the third quarter. That's, you know, again, I believe the 37-point quarter from Klay Thompson was in the third quarter against the Kings.
Yep.
They have an ability to like throttle up mm-hmm. and just destroy you in one quarter. Mm-hmm. That just didn't happen. And when you saw the Kings were not just they're up 15 after three quarters. Mm-hmm. I thought this ball game, like the way the Kings were playing, the way that they weren't letting off the gas, the way that they like literally had the gas pegged to the floor.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. Yep. You're like, look at, they are playing so much faster.
Yep.
So much more physical.
Yep.
They are the presence on the court.
Yep. The only thing that, okay. So I have a couple things on this. I am with you 100% on that. The only thing that kept me from going like, yeah, for sure. This is done. Like call it, mm-hmm. this is all a formality the rest of the way, is the Kings going cold from three, and then it's still Steph and it's still Klay.
Yeah.
And Klay wasn't shooting it well, but he could hit three or four in a row. Steph hits three or four in a row, makes a couple of tough shots, start getting a friendly whistle. Like those were the things that, like, ooh, this could get a little dicey, and it just never did. So there's a couple things that jumped out to me. The De'Aaron Fox dunk on the offensive rebound over Draymond Green.
Oh.
That made it, I think, 11-8.
Yeah.
That was the first like tone-setting play for me.
Mm-hmm.
Where you went, oh, like they're here. They have arrived. The second one, and this is where, again, as somebody who's watched a ton of Warriors games this year, just kind of knew, like, oh man, I don't know if a win is in the cards tonight, was the end of first quarter series, the Kings leading 28-22. The Warriors get a stop on a Davion Mitchell miss, but Davion gets his own rebound. Gets it out to Keegan for three. Oh, Keegan finally misses in the first quarter. Alex Len, offensive rebound. Alex Len tricks his shot. Davion Mitchell, offensive rebound, kicks it out. Keegan for three. 6-point lead that could have been cut to four or three is now up to nine. And that was where, to me, that sequence defined the entire game. Every loose ball, every 50-50 ball, Keegan Murray knocking down a three, the Kings being the aggressor, and the Warriors, frankly, just like being a couple steps slow. There's a loose ball in the half court, Draymond Green, half a step slow to it.
Yep.
Stephen Curry, usually a very good very good rebounder for a guard, just not as effective as he used to be there.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, a non-factor. Like, they were a step slow kind of all night in that end of first quarter series. Looking back, was really, really indicative of what was going to happen the rest of the way.
I would even say that the way that Kuminga scored just didn't, like, build any super confidence in him at all. Like, the jumpers, okay. Mm-hmm. But he was shooting jumpers because Sabonis backed all the way off of him.
Yep.
And like, the lack of understanding of like, being in the game and really understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Sabonis was in foul trouble. Mm-hmm. Sabonis backs off you and you're a super athlete. You run at him.
Mm-hmm.
You go pick up the fifth foul. You pick up the sixth foul. You get him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
There is no fear of Kuminga hitting an 18-foot jumper. Okay, we're trading baskets. That's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll trade baskets with you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to do, mm-hmm. we'll trade baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he finishes like, what is it, 6 of 15? That's not a great night. And while he was impactful, just the way he did it, if Kuminga was doing spin moves and dunking on you, that's how you get their players back in it. That's how you build the energy. And I just didn't feel like it was all that big of a threat. And every time Moses Moody started rolling, Steve Kerr pulled him.
It's crazy, dude.
Absolutely crazy.
I have no idea what the deal is. All last year, when the Warriors were really, really bad, especially on the road, and it was a lot of, God, I can't even remember the guy's name. Drew Down, help me.
For who?
The Warriors. Anthony, he's not even in the league anymore. Anthony.
Oh, I can't remember.
They had these two-way guys who maxed out their games played.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's going, why isn't Moses Moody playing?
Mm, yeah.
And the discussion point from our friend John Dickinson, because I'd ask him about this regularly, Anthony Lamb,
Lamb, not Morrow.
Anthony Lamb. Hey, I love Anthony. Ty Jerome, yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jeez. But they were playing way too much. And you're going, hey, why can't Moses Moody get in the game?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's something about Moody they don't like. And they tried to trade him to Chicago at the deadline for Alex Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bulls said no at the end of the day. And I was sitting next to Anthony Slater last night during the game, and I said, why does he keep pulling Moody? He literally is the only impactful player in the first half.
Yeah.
He has like 8 points in the first half. He's playing well.
He was a plus three in a game they lost by 25.
Yeah, and he did get cooked a couple of times defensively,
sure.
And it was like, okay, he's a little slow-footed. And Slater said, look, Clay's won 4 titles. And I'm like, I get that it's a reporter saying that, and I get that that's what he's saying.
But he's getting that from someone.
But that is a mentality that is why you're sitting at home today.
Yes.
If you're the Warriors.
Yes. 1,000%.
Like, you cannot keep living in the past
mm-hmm.
this deep into an NBA season. You have to go with what's working. And that's why, like, people want to blame Mike Brown for what happens here, what happens there. Like, Mike Brown has been in scramble mode for most of the season because he didn't have a complete roster. He's been scrambling and doing everything in his power
mm-hmm.
to get this team to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized very quickly, like, look, everyone is good at offense this year. We can't just win with offense.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be this defensive-minded team. You get to the playoffs, you get to a postseason game, mm-hmm. the play-in. That is what Mike Brown has been preaching for the last 2 years, but specifically this year
Yeah.
We have got, that is who we have to be. And kudos to him. Kudos to him and his staff. Like the Keon Ellis thing, that didn't happen overnight and it didn't happen by accident. Mm-hmm. They worked their tail off with that kid, and good for Keon Ellis to be, to like show up and be great. But look at the guys like Dutch Gately. Look at the people like Lindsey Harding who helped develop him. Mm-hmm. Look at all the people that went in to help build Keon Ellis in year two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get. That's that. This is why you invest in every single aspect of your franchise you invest in. Mm-hmm. And I see one team that literally elevated a young player out of necessity, but also they've empowered him.
Yep.
And it's not just him. It's him and Keegan Murray that they have been empowering. And then you look at another team who, like, this year three for Moses Moody, man. And he's out there doing it. And you just keep pulling the, you know, grabbing him with the big cane and yanking him off the court.
Doesn't make any sense.
Wild.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And that's why I think if you ask a lot of normal Warriors fans, it's that love of basketball that just really, what in the world? My phone just started talking at me. If you ask a lot of normal Warriors fans, like, they'll tell you this was what needed to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, what needs to happen is this offseason needs to happen.
Right.
And they need to let Klay go to Orlando.
Yeah.
And Kings fans celebrate that because they won't have enough for both him and
they can't sign him to 25 or 30 million or whatever.
No.
Just because he's won four titles.
No.
Like that, I love and respect Klay, but we know this is what it is now. They're a second round playoff exit if their first round playoff opponent has their best player break his finger, and now they're a back end play in team.
Yeah.
That's kind of where they're at. Last thing real quick before we get out of here. The point that it was over for me was the Harrison Barnes three with 6:09 left.
Yeah.
They made it 19. The Keegan one before that, they made it 16, felt like like the dagger, but the Barnes one was like, call the fight. This is done.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, we'll keep talking about this. We'll talk about some of the best performances from last night. We will give away some money, and we'll have a Zion Williamson update for you as well right here on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Hey, James, it's you.
Hey, Apple, I'm here.
Hey, Apple?
That's a joke. You don't know, hey, Apple. Knife. No? Man, you don't have kids.
I don't.
I'm here. Don't. What's up?
You want to give away $500?
I do.
The vibes are just really high today, so we're just going to...
Yeah, I'm in.
Try and keep them going. I'm writing down the keyword because I refuse to spell it out loud.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down, and I'll show it to the chatty house.
You're going
to
write it on... You wrote it on the paper. Car Ramrod. No. Now
no,
I'm making
I'm writing
Super
it on...
Trooper jokes, and you...
I'm sorry, dude. I am... No, I'm shook. You got me flummoxed. No, I'm right. I have a whiteboard that I wrote it down on.
Oh.
But I'm also now I have to spell it because I can't give preferential treatment to the chatty house.
Oh.
People listening,
I can spell it if you would like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'll show it. You spell it. And then we have all our bases covered. So this is the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway.
Yes.
A huge shout out to... Sherry K in Roseville was our big winner yesterday.
Sherry K
entered the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway and won 500 smackaroos. We stole $5,000 from our boss. We didn't. We were given five.
We totally beat up.
We do. We
called in Nate Diaz. Yeah. We had him rough hairing up.
Yeah. So we're giving away $500 every day this week. Every day next week. You're going to be given two keywords, one on our show, and you can go enter that at ESPN1320.com. And then keep on listening to D'Lo and KC.
That's right.
Because they'll have a code word for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you enter that code word, you'll be entered again to win $500.
That's right.
Today. So Sherry K in Roseville, shout out to you. Appreciate you listening. She entered the word yesterday and won. One of the words, I don't know which word it was.
I don't even know what the D'Lo and Casey word was.
I don't either. But today's word.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to, in fact, you know what? I'm going to set this up first. ESPN1320.com. Go there.
Right now.
Find the nothing but net giveaway. You're going to go to that. It's the $500 giveaway.
Okay.
And you're going to enter the code word court. Court.
Okay.
Court, like this, like a basketball court.
C-O-U-R-T, court.
Yeah. At ESPN1320.com, it's a nothing but net $500 giveaway. That is the first keyword, court. C-O-U-R-T. And you will be entered to win $500. Keep on listening to ESPN 1320 because D'Lo and KC during their show will give you another keyword and you'll be able to enter to win again. Make sure to get your name in the hat twice. Increase those chances that you'll win.
That's right.
Court.
Court. C-O-U-R-T. Court.
Court.
Basketball court.
Court. Ramsey, I've been had a whiteboard. I just don't use it. I need to use it more, though.
Yeah, we started with the whiteboard, and then we went away from the whiteboard.
It's like comb, but with an M-N. Sorry. Well, we used that when I was sitting in the other room, when I was sitting in Studio One.
Yeah.
Because when I was in one, there were things I had to like sometimes communicate that I didn't necessarily want to do over the air or while you were talking or something. So I bought a whiteboard to be like, hey, 2 minutes or whatever. And then we ended up just kind of finding a workaround, and then I ended up in here, so I don't really have a use for the whiteboard anymore. Well, but I feel like I can have some fun with it.
You remember there was a one day where I did an entire salary cap breakdown on this small whiteboard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there was that day.
Oh, you did. That's right. You did James Hamm's school of salary cap.
Yeah, I did like the Venn graph, the crazy.
I'm not going to lie to you. I hope you never do that again.
You don't like it?
I like it fine when we're sitting there and we're like, yeah, hey, we're chit-chatting, but...
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
Separate YouTube video, maybe?
All right.
Also, numbers scare me. I'm a bad math guy. You're a good math guy. I'm a bad math guy.
I'm a good math guy.
Tell me how much money a team has to spend. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to overthecap.com. I'm going to go, the 49ers are $6 million under the cap. We're good.
Yeah, the Kings are $152 million. The salary cap is $142 million this coming year. The luxury tax at $172 million. Yeah, I could keep going. Like that, I know they have roughly $20 million before the luxury tax.
Catch up?
They have the mid-level exception at $11.4 million. They have an offer they can make to Malik Monk at $17.4 million. Yeah, we can keep going.
You done?
No. Numbers.
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, we're all done with that. $500, code word court at ESPN1320.com. The vibes at Golden 1 last night were so good. There were more Warriors fans there than I thought there would be.
Well, I think that's because they couldn't sell tickets until like Sunday and Monday.
Mm.
Like I think the official release was like Monday at 10 a.m. So season ticket holders, I don't even know how that worked for season ticket holders. I think they got first dibs.
Sure.
But I think it opened it up to everybody. And like, look, you just got hit with a big fat like bill for playoff tickets. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people aren't convinced about who this team is and what they're doing. And you're like, well, I might as well make some of my money back right now. I don't know. I like the bipartisan crowd. I do because...
Yeah, what'd you feel? I thought it was like 80-20, maybe 85-15.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah. I still think... It's fun when there's cheering after every basket. There's oohs and ahs after every basket.
Yeah,
you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was really cool. As long as there's not like a takeover and as long as it's not, you know, that moment where the home team is going to lose and you start hearing the other crowd.
Yeah.
And then it's like, man, this could get bloody.
Yeah.
Like really quick. There could be fights.
I didn't see anything like that last night. I didn't see anything ever get physical or anything.
No, but I did see Kings fans talking trash every time. Every time a Warriors fan got up to leave,
yeah, absolutely.
It was like, oh, where are you going?
Dude, it was so embarrassing. I'm sitting there and I'm watching Warriors fans get up and leave, which is fine. Like they're down a million. You're trying to beat traffic. I would have stayed, but that's, again, to each their own. Fan how you want to fan. I'm not going to begrudge you. But like in that situation, just clap, give thumbs up, you know, do the like, do the, I saw one guy walking out doing the like, you know, and let people razz you. And that's what it is. Your favorite team has four championships in the last decade. Like you're, it's fine. You got smoked in this game. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
How many times has Golden State been on the other end of that? You know, so you just eat it and you deal with it and it's fun. It was a good game.
Fun
atmosphere for a lot of it. So, but the amount of people I saw walking out going,
oh,
like, okay, look, again, fan how you want to fan. Hold up those four fingers and go, four rings. Four rings.
You know how many they have? Okay. None. You're a fan. You have no rings.
Well, okay, there's that.
You have no rings,
but
no, fan.
But if that's, but look, here's, I get that. Like the want to do that as a fan. Like I have witnessed my team win four championships and that's cool. That holds no weight right now. You're up 25 in an elimination game. You lost. It's okay. Like it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not, this is not.
And that's when, if you're a Kings fan, you just point at the scoreboard.
Yeah. It's like
scoreboard.
Like cool, man. And you're out. Like it's okay. So I don't know. I just thought that was, I thought that was a bummer. Like it was like cringy. Like I'm one of those people that when something embarrassing happens to other people, I have secondhand embarrassment really bad. I'm an empathetic person. And so I would just like wanted to crawl in my own chest and just die there because it's like, bro, that looks so sad. Like that does nothing. That's zero impact.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are launching mortars at you and you're pulling out a water pistol.
Oh yeah.
With your all right, man.
You know, I will say this. It's something we've talked about on the show before, but Scott Moak, just shout out to Scott Moak. It's not all him. They're like Mo Brazelton and their entire staff to do an incredible job. And Scott Freshour as well. They do an incredible job of creating a atmosphere and a show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Keegan Murray thing to me is stunning, like how that's taken it's life great. Of its own. You can hear through the Domantas Sabonis, like
it's gotten a lot better.
It gets in your head, like everyone in there's like Domantas, like everyone is like bobbing their head, like they do such a good job of involving the crowd, and every single game is a new experience for somebody that's there, and they cherish that as a franchise and as a group of people that want to put on a show, and I just think it was tremendous.
Yeah, it was really good. Yogi Ferrell walked so Keegan Murray could run.
Yes. Yes.
Do not sleep on the Yogi Ferrell chant.
Oh, no. I totally agree. I totally agree.
Love me some Yogi Ferrell, dude. All right. Anyways, we'll keep talking about this. The handoff. I can't wait for KC to come in today. I love when KC's vibes are high.
Oh, yeah.
So KC will be joining us for the handoff. Coming up next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports. Later.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile, and on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Do you know the King's mascot's name?
Yeah, Slamson.
Okay.
Well, I actually know his real name, so.
You just call it, no, that is his real name.
The Lion.
You knock it off. You called him the Lion.
I mean, I get it. It's still a lion.
When we went to.
His name is Slamson, and I know his real name.
What if I just called you the person? Hey, okay, Kyle, who do you host a show with? Oh, the person.
The person.
It's the guy.
Yeah. That's funny.
The Lion has a name. I went to a Nationals game on my honeymoon, not to brag. And we sit down and my wife goes, oh, they have a mascot. It's Screech is the mascot, I think is his name.
Oh, like
it's
from Saved
it's
by the Bell?
It's a bald eagle. Yeah, it's just Screech. It's just Dustin Diamond or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
R.I.P. It's just the guy. Yeah, R.I.P. So, no, it's a bald eagle named Screech, right? And my wife, we sit down and she goes, oh, they have a mascot. I hope he comes over here. And the lady behind us goes, I have it on good authority that he's going to come up here. And I was like, okay, like what, whatever, you know, maybe she knows somebody in game ops or something. And so we're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And she goes, yeah, it's my son. And I was like, you birthed the bald eagle.
Oh,
like, that's crazy. How did you do
that? How did you do that? All that clothing. How did it happen?
Was it small?
My goodness.
Kings, Pelicans, Friday after the Pelicans beat the Pelicans lost to the Los Angeles Lakers 110-104 last night. Not doing the bit here, Chatty House.
Yeah.
I'm saying this for people who might have just tuned into the radio, who might be on their lunch break and are tapping into some sports talk, or maybe they're tapping in on the Odyssey app, or maybe they're jumping into the Chatty House because they're responsible at their jobs and they work instead of watching YouTube like some of us may.
Mm.
Zion Williamson not going to play for the Pelicans.
He's not?
No. Like I said, not doing the bit. I'm actually reiterating news that broke a long time ago. If you missed it, Zion Williamson is out with a hamstring injury. He will be reevaluated in the coming weeks. So even if the Pelicans wind up beating the Kings and going to the playoffs, they may not have Zion for that first round series.
The coming weeks. That's
where somebody in the chatty house asked. Somebody in the chatty house asked if you're the Thunder, you're rooting for the Kings or Pelicans on Friday. I think you're rooting for the Pelicans.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Kings have played the Thunder tough all season long.
Yeah. And they've beat them without De'Aaron Fox. I think, you know, Malik Monk being out is obviously a big deal.
Yep.
But I think Zion, the Kings have shown, I mean, look at last night. They played an A++ game that if they play, here, breaking news. If they play like they did last night on Friday in New Orleans, they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out. You play that good of defense and that good of offense, you are going to beat almost every team in the NBA. Again, the question is whether they can do it again, and we'll talk about all that. But to me, the Pelicans are just a much easier team, I think, to deal with over seven games if they don't have Zion than if they do. Versus the Kings without Malik Monk are much harder to deal with over seven games.
No, I totally agree. I would say that the depth of the Pelicans is like they have really, really good depth. But the fact is that they have one guy who you have to put so much attention on. And then they have like a couple of guys who are like right below or right near all-star level. Mm-hmm. Like they got one guy who's like way up here and then another two that are really, really good players. And then they have like the Pelicans, they have quality throughout. But when you look at OKC, they just have like, they have a ton of youth, mm-hmm. but a ton of depth, and they come at you in waves, but they also have a superstar. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be tough to contend with if you're a team who doesn't have that at this point.
Speaking of the Thunder, just while we're here, I have a Kings thing I want to get into as well. But speaking of the Thunder while we're here,
okay,
Chet Holmgren, this season, in his quote-unquote rookie season, I think it's silly that you get to be a rookie in your second year, but whatever. 53% from the field,
mm-hmm.
37% from three. He was a 79% free throw shooter, an average 16.5, 8.5 with 2.3 blocks a game.
Yeah, he's really good.
He would have been the runaway rookie of the year in literally any other season.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. I mean,
any other regular normal season.
He's really, really talented.
He is so freaking good. That was just, I thought, you know, as award stuff kind of starts coming out,
mm-hmm.
Do we want to address the John Hollinger thing, or we want to skip over it?
You can if you want. No, we can skip over it.
If you missed it, John Hollinger he doesn't have a vote.
He doesn't.
And so he wrote a column in The Athletic about what his ballot would have looked like. And he talks about, you know, and so he has Victor Wembanyama as MVP, but his rookie of the year.
Yep.
And he talks about Chet Holmgren will probably be unanimous second just because of how much better he was than everybody else. He just wasn't as good as Victor Wembanyama. But he does not, let's see, a shocker here. He doesn't have any Kings on all NBA teams.
Okay.
He does mention that if there was a fourth all NBA team, that Domantas Sabonis would be on it.
Okay. Well, that's just not grasping like NBA talent, but go ahead.
Yeah. And then for sixth man of the year, he put down his top three and Malik Monk not included.
Yeah. Okay. So,
like, sure,
that's just being irresponsible and bad at your job. Like, in all honesty, like, and I like John. I do. I like
this guy sucks at his job. I like the guy.
No. I not as a writer. Like, I'm saying, like, I like him. I've met John many times. He's a very nice guy, but that's just trying to be like a contrarian to be a contrarian. You know, there are these guys out there that do this that they're like, oh, who can I ruffle the feathers of? How is this going to get read by more eyes? And not only is The Athletic based on like how many subscribers you get, but individual writers are like, they're retained and not retained, and they bonus and not bonus mm-hmm. on how many subscribers they bring in. They have a quota for every year mm-hmm. that they have to reach.
Sure.
Like, this is something. So when he does stuff like this, it's like, how many people can I get to read this inflammatory piece where I don't put a clear, like, every betting
odds,
like,
on favorite, right?
Odds on favorite to win it. Now, all of a sudden, people want to give it to Naz Reid, the sixth man of the year, over Malik Monk. His stats still aren't near Malik Monk. And the only reason you're adding him into the mix realistically is because he started 14 games. And hey, he was great in those 14 games. What do you think Malik Monk would have done as a starter in 14 games? Equal to or greater than?
Dude, I don't.
Like, it is what it is. Like,
I'm not going to try and find logic in it. I just got it. I was like, of course. Like, naturally. Because I really try to give national people the benefit of the doubt on stuff like this. Like, I really do. Because it's hard to cover a full league and understand every team's nuances, every team's little intricacies. Bottom line is, if you're looking for Sacramento Kings stuff, you should be consuming Sacramento media, specifically ESPN 1320 and the Kings beat. Maybe a little Fox 40 if you want.
Yeah.
But no, but you should be, that's what you should be tapped into, right? But every once in a while, there's one that it's like, dude, what are we doing here, man?
Why are we doing this?
I don't, maybe it was an oversight. Maybe he's trying to get subscribers. Maybe he's being a jerk. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a tough time with it. You know, and I don't have it in front of me, but like there's something called PER, which, you know, most
player efficiency rating.
Player efficiency rating. You know, that's a Hollinger rating system, right?
Yeah, he made it.
He literally made the system. Mm-hmm. So it is his algorithm, his like mathematical equation to tell you how good a player is or how good they or how bad mm-hmm. they are. And I don't know where Sabonis, I'm trying to find it right now, where Sabonis player efficiency rating, where does Sabonis rate in this? He's number 11.
Well, I was going to say 12.
He's tied for Kawhi Leonard at number 10, actually, ahead of Victor Wembanyama. My point to John Hollinger would be, if your own system has him in the top 15,
right,
and you don't put him in the top 15, that's being intellectually dishonest.
Sure.
That's what that's called.
Sure.
Intellectually dishonest.
And this is the thing. So Soren Smith asked, and I really want to talk more about last night's game. So this is the last thing for me on this. And it's a important point. Soren Smith says, why do writers literally hate Sacramento? It's so bizarre. The thing is, I don't think anybody hates Sacramento. I think there is a shortcoming in an attempt to... I think there's two things. One, I think there's a want and need to generate clicks like you talked about, James.
Yeah.
Where if you have Lakers, LeBron James, Warriors, Steph Curry in your search engine optimization and in your URL and in the headline, that's more likely to draw clicks from a larger swath of people, right? Like that's basic blogging economy. But I think there's another part of it where I don't think there are a bunch of people who are out there like, F Sacramento, I hate that town. There might be some, but I think the bigger issue is people just don't take into account the entire Western Conference, and they are so caught up in LA, Golden State, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, and the defending champion Nuggets that teams like the Kings, and if, you know, maybe Utah, the Blazers, whoever, you know, these smaller market teams just kind of fall by the wayside in their thinking, which is, again, them not doing a great job. But I don't think it's a genuine disdain.
No, no, no. And I think it's a bit. I think a lot of it is. It's a bit.
Mm.
And, you know, not again, like I
love that bit.
I'm friends with Zach Harper, right?
I do love this bit.
Yeah, I do love that bit, too. I'm friends with Zach Harper, who writes for The Athletic and trashes the Kings every chance he gets. Zach grew up here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. He's a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, but he grew up here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. He owned Cowbell Kingdom. We're friends, right? But mm-hmm. I feel like it's always a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't think everyone gets that it's a bit because you're now like 15 years into your NBA writing career and you still have the same bit. And a lot of people haven't followed you that whole time, so they don't know that it's a bit. So I would say, like, if you want to... If you're going to be honest about your voting and everything else, number one, Domantas Sabonis is fourth in the league in win shares at 12.6. Mm-hmm. Jokic first, Shai Gilgeous second, Giannis Antetokounmpo is third, mm-hmm. and then Luka Doncic. Win shares. Domantas Sabonis has more win shares than Luka Doncic.
Crazy.
So, like, these are advanced stats. And if you're John Hollinger, who is one of the leaders in the advanced
one of the advanced stats dudes.
He is one of the advanced stats. You can't like tell us that the stats are wrong on this one guy. Mm-hmm. It's just like I've brought it up. The top 19 guys in scoring, the 19 scoring leaders in the NBA, 1 through 19, mm-hmm. every single one of them got into the All-Star game except for one. The guy who is number 10 in the league in scoring at that time, or 9 in the league in scoring, and that's De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
So there is a bias somewhat against the Kings and a disbelief that the Kings are as good as they are.
Yep.
And it's on the Kings to go out and prove those people wrong time and time again.
It's a complete crap.
Indeed. Kenny Caraway going to be joining us shortly for the handoff brought to you by, well, no, nobody yet, but it could be brought to you by you. We do it every single day, basketball season or otherwise. So if you want to tap in on that, please do so. Lives on the radio. It lives on YouTube. Kenny, your mic is not up yet because I'm doing a bad job of running a board. Your mic is now up. Are you in? Are you in the...
Oh, there he is.
It's time for the handoff. Kenny Caraway in the building. Kenny Caraway, big Kings win last night. Your thoughts?
I don't think it's
my... Oh, man. What a beautiful day. Sorry, Kyle. First of all, so like, here's the thing. I'd be talking trash.
Do not be sorry to me.
I'd be talking crazy.
Do not be sorry to me.
I'm talking crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll be talking
crazy. As you should.
You're gonna go crazy all day?
It's not.
Yeah, I can't wait. This is gonna be 4 hours of electricity. I'm super excited.
But, you know, Kyle's my friend. You know what I mean? I don't be talking crazy. Kyle don't, and on top of that, Kyle don't say nothing to nobody. Kyle, Warriors fan who minds his business, who shows love, shows respect for everybody else. So I don't want to laugh in Kyle's face.
No. Don't do
but
not
everybody else. But the rest of y'all, Warriors World, Light Years Pod. Oh, we having a good time today. We having a real good time today.
I can't wait. This is gonna be so fun. Let's do this because I don't want you unloading all your ammo here on our little program.
Flag.
Yeah, Rick, come on.
Oh, no. You got flagged. Kyle's been flagged.
He said he don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come on, buddy. All right. Well, hey, I wasn't going to do it, but you made.
Okay. Lake show.
I just. We had so many good performances last night from the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the best player for the Kings last night?
To you.
Obvious answer for me.
I mean, Kyle, we text. And my first thought is I want to say Keegan.
I got a text back from Kenny, guys. Big deal.
It was a busy day.
Big deal.
It was a busy night. And like there were so many people in there. Like I was telling
Damian. It was crazy.
Yeah, I was telling Damian, like, there is a difference between playoff postseason Kings game and regular season Kings. Like downtown is crazy. The arena. I say all that to say, like, I couldn't get reception. That never happens at a Kings game. Mm-hmm. Like, and they'll be sold out during the regular season. I can still get reception.
Yeah.
That one, I don't know if it's the media members or whatever, mm-hmm. but.
I lost Wi-Fi at one point.
Yeah, it's crazy in there, man. So I did get a text back.
It was late.
But yeah.
It was great.
But I'm torn really between Keegan, Keon, and Fox. I thought Fox was sensational.
Fox was great. He was great. And I just thought Keegan was their best player.
Man, Keegan was phenomenal.
He was so good.
Keegan was phenomenal.
I agree, but I also, the Keon Ellis thing.
Keon. Come on, man. Keon was spectacular.
He had three blocks, three steals. Like, he had a bunch of assists. Some of his assists were nuts.
It was like there were four Keon Ellises on the court.
Mm-hmm.
He would close out and run somebody off the line here on one end. It would get swung to the other corner, and he's knocking the pass down. Like, how did he get there? Yeah.
It's funny you said I saw the same thing at least once, maybe another time, but I didn't have the time to tweet it, or I was just so locked in or whatever. But he was having Davion Mitchell moments. Remember when Davion was a rookie and, you know, these clips would fly around mm-hmm. him covering all five guys on a possession?
Here's the caption.
Keon
here's
was having those moments.
Here's the caption on the tweet that you're talking about where it's go, watch Keon Ellis this entire possession. Mm. That's the caption. And then you just do that.
Mm. Yeah.
He's having those, like, he's future Metro Boomin Kendrick Lamar. He's like that. He's like that.
Yeah.
He was spectacular last night. That's why I don't know. I can't answer your question. I don't know because Keegan was unreal. Keegan, that felt like this is the birth of Keegan Murray.
A light bulb moment.
Yes.
Yes.
7-8 years. That's what last night felt like. Not that he's going to average 30, but mm-hmm. he's going to be that type of aggressive player. He's going to be that type of offensive weapon. So I don't know.
Because it happened in the brightest lights this team has played in all year.
Mm-hmm.
And the brightest lights they've played in since I mean, really game 7 of last year.
Yeah.
Maybe game 6 if you want to do that.
Game 6.
But you know, all due respect to his game against Utah. Or is it 47 points?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All due respect to that game. All due respect to some of the other great games he's had. This was a moment where, Kenny, you and I have talked about this. James, you and I have talked about this. I wondered if Keegan Murray, in a game like that one last night, at home, national TV, win or go home, will he go out and take 20 shots?
Mm.
And he did. While also playing phenomenal defense.
Yes. Yeah.
Guarded Steph Curry most of the first half and only 5 points.
Yes.
I also, like, you know, you have your whiteboard over there. I felt like Keon looked at the whiteboard.
Kenny, did you see Zion?
I saw it thanks to you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, we may have mentioned it.
A lot of reporting here on ESPN 1320.
I felt like what Keon did last night was, like, there's a whiteboard in the locker room, right? A giant whiteboard. And sometimes starting lineups go in there. He just walked up with a Sharpie and wrote his name in the starting shooting guard spot for next season.
Come on, dog. I said the same thing.
It's like, hey, that's my name goes in, yes. and it's permanent. And there's De'Aaron Fox. There's Domantas Sabonis at center. Mm-hmm. There's Keegan Murray at one of the forward positions. And next season, there's Keon Ellis at shooting guard spot.
We weren't already there.
I kind of feel like
it was close.
Okay.
But look,
I was there.
I'll go a step further. I'll go a step further. And y'all will probably say I'm crazy or just settle down, Kenny. But I'm going to go a step further.
No, go crazy.
If you talk to Malik Monk this offseason and he says, all right, 17-5, that's what you want. I need to start, though. Like, all right, Malik, you're starting. So is Keon. That's how I feel about what he can do defensively.
Keon at the three, Keegan at the four.
Yes, we'll go three guard with Keon. That's how serious I am about what Keon can do defensively. He can do that.
Yeah, because I look at him, and it's funny. You don't really think about it, but he and Herb Jones played together, mm-hmm. right, at Alabama. Like, you found Herb Jones. Mm-hmm. And, like, the Kings mm-hmm. have been searching for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just talk about, like, I've said it, like, a bunch of times. The Kings, for years, it's the searching for Bobby Jackson, right? That I thought, like, Jeff Petrie spent years of his career trying to find another Bobby Jackson. Mm-hmm. That's why I drafted Quincy Doobie. It's why he brought in so many guys. Couldn't ever find it. Well, the Kings found the Bobby Jackson player. It's Malik Monk. But now you had been searching for this other piece. Mm-hmm. And you have to find your Herb Jones. And all of a sudden, Keon Ellis in the last 15 games of the season says, hey, I'm that dude. I'm good.
Dog, he ripped Steph Curry.
That was sick.
I ain't never seen that. Steph Curry got one of the sickest handles in the league. It's Kyrie-esque.
Steph gets ripped sometimes.
Yeah.
His handle gets a little loose.
You would know more than I would.
Last night, that was a clean. It's usually he gets ripped when the handle gets a little out of control and maybe he goes like behind the back and he's trying to get. That was a clean, like, he was looking up, had the dribble, goes around and just, see ya.
Yeah. I didn't answer your question. I don't know. Fox was phenomenal, too.
Yeah.
Fox was really, that's what, dude, that was a,
Harrison was phenomenal.
Said this, we got about a minute left, but said this at the top of the show. That was like a perfect Kings game.
Yes.
That was about as good as they can realistically play.
So, yes. But as I dive deeper into the numbers, I think you can get, maybe you got a lot more from Keegan and Harrison mm-hmm. and all those other guys, mm-hmm. but Trey Lyles wasn't fantastic. Davion wasn't fantastic. Like,
no, but I think
you can get a little bit more from them.
Yeah, but.
And it would probably take away from the other guys. It would balance out. Like, so Keegan might not have 30 something, he might have 22, and Lyles has 11.
But from a standpoint of guys you're going to rely on night in and night out,
starters are great.
Keegan,
Sabonis, the starters can't blame
Fox.
There.
They were phenomenal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More of this, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Coming up from you.
Oh man, we have a good time.
If this is your first time listening to the station, tap in. We're gonna go to break here in a second.
Yeah.
You're gonna want to hang out for this intro.
Time,
I don't even know. I don't talk to you guys before the show. I don't know what you guys have going on, but I know how you guys roll.
And
I can't wait to see how this goes.
Hey, we're having a funeral and we're doing it like a second line. We having a party at this. We having a party
that,
at this.
Is
funeral.
That picture of the guy that said I came to my haters' funeral?
We having a party at this funeral. Let's go.
All right, very good.
Okay,
that was an accident. It's an accident.
Whoa.
Zion Williamson out Friday for the Pelicans. D'Lo and Casey next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader. Bye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.